Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb on your Friday, gearing up for the weekend of no football. So it's time to do those chores. No.
Except most of it's going to be frozen.
That's
most,
right.
Most people are going to be frozen, so you still can't do anything.
So you can't do anything yet. All right. What is the good of the
taking
day?
That rom-com.
That's right.
I guess.
That's right. Taking the rom-com.
The good of the day. Got to give it up to Jason Kelce. It's almost going to be it's good right now, the story. It could be great. It could be super.
Oh, okay.
Because we all know he's playing in the Super Bowl against
sure
his
is.
Brother in a week, what, a week and a half? Could we say a week and a half?
A little less than a week and a half,
less than a week and a half away.
That's right.
But at the same time, his wife could be giving birth to their third daughter.
Uh-oh. At the same time?
At the same time.
During the Super Bowl?
She is currently 38-plus weeks pregnant.
Is he going to do that thing that Phil Mickelson did years ago? I've got a pager, and I will leave the U.S. Open.
No.
To go be with my wife.
No, he is saying, you know what? I don't know if we're ever going to be back here. I don't know if I'll ever get to play against my brother in a Super Bowl. So let's bring the doctor with us. So they are bringing the OBGYN with them to Arizona.
Now, here's a weird question. When did being in the room with your wife while she gave birth, when did that become a thing? Because it wasn't a thing 50 years ago.
Right.
Like, it wasn't expected that you would be there. Yeah, because we all remember those old 1940s movies where the doctor would come out and go, "Hello there, Johnny, it's a boy." And you'd go, "Hey, guys, it's a boy. Everybody get a cigar. I have a boy."
Yep.
Right?
And
they're all in their business
suits. And
smokes
that cigar in a hospital.
Yeah, he's not in scrubs. The man is in business suits with his buddies smoking a cigar in the hospital while we had a baby boy.
He's pacing back and forth. He's looking through that little door with the circle window.
Exactly. Bum, 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 ba-na-na-na-dum, bum, 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 ba-na-na-na-bum. It's a boy. When did it become a thing? Because now nobody wants to miss being in the room with their child. Like nobody waits anymore to see what, you know, everybody knows what they're going to have beforehand. And then they're in the room in the delivery. Like here's what you got to do. If you're playing in the Super Bowl and your wife is having a baby, you play in the Super Bowl and then you tell your child as he's growing up, "Yeah, I missed your birth because I was in the Super Bowl." And the child is supposed to go, "I get it, Pop. I get it. It's all good. Don't worry about it. I don't care that you were there. I wasn't even not acknowledging you were there or not." But I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
You know, or is it, I mean, if it's born during the game, I mean, he's going to have superhuman powers more than likely.
That's right. That's right.
There is not going to be any defender that's going to get by him that day.
Because Phil Mickelson famously said, "I will leave the U.S. Open for the birth of my child."
Yeah.
But let's say Phil Mickelson, it didn't actually happen. He had, they avoided a playoff when Payne Stewart knocked in the putt at Pinehurst.
But it was
the next day, if they were in a playoff, the next day Amy gave birth. But if you grow up and you start to realize, my dad gave up a U.S. Open, like I would go, "Dad, what? I'm glad you were there, but like I don't think it's a big deal. Like I didn't even know you were there or not. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't affect my relationship with you. I'm not traumatized that you weren't in the room. You know what I'm traumatized by? When people look at me and they go, there's the reason Phil Mickelson didn't win a U.S. Open.
Yep. Or if Jason Kelce left, that's the reason why the Eagles lost.
That's why the Eagles lost, because Jason Kelce left in the third quarter.
Because he left in the third quarter, and they just kept bull rushing right over the center.
And Eagle fans are going to be brutal.
All day long. Oh.
Think about him going to school. Like,
hey, he would have to seek a trade. Let's be real.
Yeah. Eagle fans are brutal. That poor kid. So you're the one that cost Jason Kelce to be in the Super Bowl.
No, you're the one that cost us winning a Super Bowl.
Us winning a Super Bowl.
You know, Philadelphia fan.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah, it's us. You're right. Too bad. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. We haven't even had them yet. We're already having a bad from them.
Because the summer games in Paris?
Yeah.
In 2 years? A year?
A year from the summer.
Yeah.
Because up to 40 countries are already threatening to boycott these games.
Why?
The IOC has already saying, yes, we will let Russia and Belarus compete in the games.
Uh-oh.
They will not. The countries cannot compete, but they can compete under that international flag of ours.
Uh-uh.
Which they've done in the past for the Russian doping scandal. Remember, all the Russian athletes still got to compete.
That's right.
Even though Russia was banned, they say, well, we'll just keep it under this flag because it's neutral.
Good. This is a very, very deep question.
Yeah.
And this is the one that's worth exploring. Are these organizations, should they be political because of a potential slippery slope that it could involve? If you're the IOC, do you say, look, we let every country in. We don't ban countries because if we ban country for X, then we ban them for Y, Z, W, Q. Next thing you know, everyone's going to want me to ban a country for some reason or another, and we just don't play that game. This is all up to you. Come, don't come, but we're not banning anybody. Or is the argument that they should be at the forefront of stating to these countries, we're not messing around, and we don't like what you're doing on the geopolitical stage, and you're not going to be a part of our event because of what you're doing on the geopolitical stage.
And it's a slippery slope because
it is a very slippery slope.
You have athletes in Russia and Belarus who probably have spoken out already.
Right. Yeah.
I know you did, like when the World Cup happened. There were a lot of Russian athletes who did not agree with, you know, Russia invasion of Ukraine and said so. There's tennis players who have said that.
Right.
You know, tennis players who grabbed the mic after a match and said, you know, this isn't right, blah, 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 you know, talking at press conferences. But, you know, it's a hard line. And I agree with you. Where does it stop for the IOC if they say, well, all right, you know, invasions are bad, but genocide's okay? Oh, no. Genocide is bad, but, you know, your political guy, he stole all the money.
Yeah,
where does it end?
Exactly. You can find countries wanting other countries banned for a million reasons. And so I sort of agree. Like in the 1980 Olympics, the United States boycotted Moscow because of them invading Afghanistan. And they responded in 1984 going, none of us are going to your party.
Yep.
So screw
the Eastern Bloc.
We're done. Like, I remember reading every day in 84 another country going, hey, we ain't going. I'm like, who's coming? Who's coming to L.A. in 1984? But at least the IOC at that time said, we're not taking a stand in this. We're Switzerland. We're neutral. Like, this is all up to you guys. Come, don't come. But we're not getting our hands dirty in this debate.
But and you know, the only thing I can say is, like, for the IOC where that's blaming is, like, why do we have that neutral flag then?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
If you're going to boycott a country and try to make a statement saying, you know, doping is bad, you're not allowed to be a part of our games, then why did you allow all of them to be a part of your games?
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
Not represented, you know, because the IOC can collect medals? I don't know. United Nations, whatever it was.
This is a very interesting story.
So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's still a year away, but, you know, there's a lot of countries like Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. They've all those countries that are right bordering Russia have already came out and said, we won't be participating in these games if you allow Russia and Belarus to play.
It is too bad that the country gets more the flag the athletes are under gets more attention than the athletes themselves. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, we can't look at it as individual athletes who work their tails off to get to the Olympics. They just happen to be representing a country that they may completely disagree with politically, but they can't compete because their country did something the world is rejecting, right? Like, the world is saying, we don't like what you've done invading Ukraine, and we're punishing your hard work and effort, even if you've stood on a soapbox and said, I disagree with this too, right? So we can't separate people from that. It's really too bad. I mean, but
we've run into this all the time. I mean, with
all
these athletes, and you know, it's, you know, we don't like what you're doing. But it's like, you know, how do you punish the athlete who had nothing to do with it?
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And it is a situation where it's not an every year event. You know, you are talking about something that, you know, it's every 4 years. This athlete may only have this particular window to jump in and do and, you know, set the world on fire or fulfill her dream, her dream.
It happened in 80. All the athletes in 80 that were like, I've been training my tail off and now I don't get to go?
Remember,
like
that
I,
was
like I,
Magic.
Like,
Magic had to wait 12 years,
yeah,
till he got to be an Olympian.
Exactly.
Because everyone knows he would have definitely been on the 80 team.
He would have definitely been on the 80 team. Exactly. Do we have time for the dumb thing?
You
want to do it over? All right, let's bring it up, and then if we talk about it, we'll talk about it.
Well, I just want to talk to you about a man amongst men, a true hero who is not getting the recognition he deserves.
Right.
And that's David Rush of Idaho.
Uh-oh. What did he do?
He has set 52 Guinness Book of World Records.
52? Really?
52.
That's like precision.
Albeit these are probably the most absurd records you have ever heard of. That's why I don't know if you want he has the records of, like, you know, most consecutive axe juggling catches.
Ooh.
Most passes of a beach ball in 1 minute.
All right, I'm going to get to that when we come back. these world records are dumb. All right.
Did you know that he holds the world record for fastest time to wrap a person with wrapping paper?
That's a thing. Oh, my God. Why would you wrap somebody in wrapping paper unless you killed them and had to bury the body? Or you wanted to leave it on the doorstep of somebody with a bow. Why is that a thing? We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.